Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, how good it feels to be a conservative Americano! Oh my goodness! Because we get to face the holiday season knowing that it's going to be ugly, and that's actually good for us. Because Joe Biden has screwed the pooch! Remember when Joe Biden told us, I think this was in last year, that we had earned 16 cents on Thanksgiving. But he forgot to tell people that their purchasing power had dropped by 40% in the 2 years that he'd been in office. Well, another Thanksgiving, it's not Thanksgiving, it's Thanksgiving, has come and gone. And Biden is blowing rainbows up the buttocks of leftists yet again, telling them, embrace the suck. I don't know what to do. So look, just enjoy this inflationary period. Oh, you know, here's his real trope. It's not as high as it was. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson Show. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Thanksgiving. Speaking of which, holiday season's among us. Don't give your money to these lefties. Go out on our store. Use our Black Friday code. Get 30% off of the merch that's in our store. All of it. Loaded up some new LEO stuff. Let's law enforcement officer stuff. You'll love it. Give it to a cop. Give it to a cop friend. Tell them about it. I'm talking unique stuff. You know, the things that we're putting in the store now are our designs. I don't want to go with what everybody else is doing. I think that we need to focus on what we do best. And so these are our designs. When you're supporting it, you're supporting our message and you're supporting me, which is not a bad thing. And by the way, thanks for the few other people that have become one of our 500 folks that are supporting the mission here. You can go to the website, the Kevin Jackson Network. As soon as you get on there, it says donate. You become a $20 a month recurring donor. I know it's tough out there. I get it. But just pretend it's on the Christmas list and it's every month. But look at what you're doing. Look at who you're helping. At-risk kids. You're helping homeless vets. All the things that we hold near and dear. The projects that I talk about all the time where we selflessly go out and help other people. Not like these leftists. And not like a lot of these people that I call faux conservatives that are in it for the money. Let me put it to you this way. If I were in it for the dough, I wouldn't ask you for $20. I'd ask you for $20,000 a month. I mean, I would go nuts. I would go Creflo Dollar on you. I need a new jet to fly around. You know, God spoke to me in a dream. I need a $50 million jet. Well, God speaks to me, but he has not asked me to get a $50 million jet just yet. I'm laughing because I'm thinking, I need to have some different conversations with the Lord. He's like, Kevin, you're chili pimping me. Why aren't you asking for more? I don't know why that tickles me so much, but I guess it's because God and I talk so often that I ought to bring it up. Listen, Lord, while I'm here. Oh, my goodness. Cracked myself up. The American Farm Bureau Federation estimates that the total cost of a Thanksgiving meal for 10 this year was going to be $61.16. That was 4.5% lower than last year, but still the second highest total since the Farm Bureau began tracking prices in 1986. And I'm going to bet you that was adjusted for inflation. So Joe Biden's kicking butt. And here's why I'm talking about this. Look, Thanksgiving's ended. I hope that you had a wonderful Thanksgiving from our perspective, but it was a Thanksgiving. And the reason why I call it that is because everything that you did, there was nothing you did that the government didn't have its finger in. It wasn't getting its little piece for the big guy. You know what I'm saying? The big guy was getting his cut of everything that you did, recreationally or whatever. And remember, not that long ago, we weren't even allowed to have Thanksgiving together. By the way, Dr. Fauci, the fraud, why is Thanksgiving so open? Why are there no ominous warnings about the new variant of COVID that's out? I talked about it the other day, HV.1. Why isn't it out? Oh, highly contagious, even more contagious than his grandpa, Omicron. Why did we not put on double, triple mask and you know, put ourselves in little boy bubble suits and go for Thanksgiving? No warnings, no TV commercials, no road signs leading to places. Just go enjoy yourselves, people. But make sure you stay below the place where you can catch COVID. You know, because if you're standing, COVID will get you. But if you sit down, you can remove your mask. Have you thought about the farces? And let me ask you this, people. Are we going to go into yet another year of allowing all the lies that have been told by the left to fester and continue to be a cancer to this republic? Are we going to do that? Because, see, we've already debunked the mask. We've debunked the vaccinations. We've debunked the election that was actually stolen in 2020. It was stolen in 2020. It was also manipulated in 2022. We've debunked J6. That's still going on. We've debunked Joe Biden's health, his mental capacity. We've debunked Hunter Biden and the business arrangement between him and all the other Bidens and the big guy, Joe Biden. We've debunked why Joe Biden is giving money to Ukraine and other places. We've debunked all this stuff. We've debunked leftism. What are we still? I mean, if we have not figured out how to make hay from all of this, what kind of Christmas present are we going to give ourselves this year? Do y'all need to wrap these up? Or is it okay? Let's shake the box. Because let me tell you what's in it. The debunking of leftism. I just gave you the gift. The debunking. All you got to do now is get out there and spread the word. Give the gift of Kevin. Give the gift that I just gave you. Go tell some lefties. Go tell some people on the right. I was thinking about, you know, all this, because I'm going to be speaking at an event in December, and it's a unity event, because there are people that are for Trump, there are people that are for DeSantis, very few, by the way, few for Nikki Haley, whatever. And I'm going to ask these group of Republicans, are you for a DOJ that's not crooked? Are you for schools that aren't sexualizing your kids? Are you for closing down the border invasion? Are you for lessening our dependence on foreign oil and stopping this crazy pivot to total EV by 2025 or 2030 or 35, whatever these places are talking about? You can't do it. You flatly can't do it. Are you tired of talking about climate farce and having everything be related to that? Do you realize that there are people trying to take away your cars through the WEF and stuff like that and using racism and CRT to do it? Are you tired of all that? Then Merry Christmas, folks. I'm giving you your Christmas present early. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about after the long weekend, and I hope you are ready to be dazzled.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the Battle of Ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God-inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retool things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network, items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely, products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You know, I look at the news cycle before we do the show. We do all the prep. And the only thing that comes to mind is, how stupid can you be to be a leftist? Look, I know they wake up and they look at it from the other side, but I dare them to defend it. Come on this show, defend your position. You know, it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's climate farce, border issues, inflation. These people have excuses for everything. You can't pay your bills. It isn't Biden's fault. It's your fault. You're overrun. Your schools are flooded with illegals. That's not Biden's fault. That's your fault. I mean, I'm serious. Give me the war in Ukraine. Give me the Biden, for example. I don't know if you heard him. He said, I was brokering peace in the Middle East. I think that's why Hamas attacked Israel. Have you heard this clip? Here's the clip.
Mr. President, you said you were hoping to get cooperation from Arab leaders. What are you hearing from them when you talk to them? What would you like to see them do?
I'm hearing a lot, but I'm not going to speak to it right now. There's an overwhelming desire on the part of the region to... Let me back up. I cannot prove what I'm about to say. But I believe one of the reasons why Hamas struck when they did was they knew that I was working very closely with the Saudis and others in the region to bring peace to the region by having recognition of Israel and Israel's right to exist. You may recall when we did the G20 about a little while ago, I was able to get a resolution, a statement passed through there saying we're going to build a railroad from Riyadh all the way through the Middle East into Saudi Arabia, Israel, etc., and all the way up to Europe. Not the railroad, but it would be an underground pipeline and then railroad. The whole idea is there's overwhelming interest, and I think most Arab nations know it, in coordinating with one another to change the dynamic in their region for longer-term peace. And that is what I'm going to continue to work on.
Holy mother of Scooby-Doo! But if only that dang Hamas hadn't attacked Israel using the funds that Biden gave to Iran. Those meddling kids. Yeah, Biden tells some big lies, man. Some whoppers. Trying to take credit for Trump's moves. Just giving you another example of lefties going, oh, no, no, no. When you do something good, it's on me. When I do something bad, it's on you. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Listen, I can't prove this, but I believe that the reason why they struck is I was about to build an underground railroad for the black folks in the Middle East so they could escape from slavery. You do know slavery still exists in the Middle East, right, folks? Yeah. You know, I feel like we should be singing Negro spirituals now. Yeah, swing low, sweet chariot, let my Middle Eastern brothers carry home. Yeah, so along with uniting the Arabs and the Jews, Joe was going to build them a railroad. I mean, this man is a messiah, an abolitionist, all in one. I see how he got 81 million votes now in 2020. Look at who we're dealing with, folks. We're not dealing with a mere mortal. This man is a god. I mean, I thought Biden lost it a while back, but wow. But see, this is the nature of leftism. Listen to their shows. Listen to the things that they profess to be, oh, this is right and you're wrong and I'm right. Just listen to them. All you got to do is just get up, watch the news, see who's angry about what. And here's what you'll find. They're angry about something one day, then they're okay with something else the next day. They don't know where they sit on anything. They're Jekyll and Hyde. Helter skelter. And it's because they have no core. There's nothing they firmly believe in except their hatred of us. Doesn't matter if something doesn't work. Look at these college professors and what they teach. One of my friends, we were having a conversation. He said to me, Kevin, he goes, they're not just communist ideology. These people are avowed communists teaching our kids. And we send them to college, boy. We can't wait. We brag about, oh, my kid's got great scores. He's going to so-and-so. He's going to Harvard to be indoctrinated. Wow. So what? He can become a demented president? A senator? A crooked senator? Who's on the grift? Now they're telling, I don't know if you've seen it, the warnings are the Republicans could lose the House. Their razor-thin margin could slip away. How so? I've looked at this. I've looked at the number of people who... I talked about this. We had, I don't know, dozens of congressmen who are leaving. And it's almost 2-1 the number of Democrats who are retiring versus Republicans. It always bodes well for the party that has the fewer people leaving to do better. But it's doom and gloom on their side because they don't want you to understand. You conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you are the majority of this country. And I'm not talking about a little. It's not 51-49. It isn't like Vegas odds. It's significant. And they can't stand it because they know none of their ideas or ideologies are, they're all dead wrong. They can't stand it. They're losing in every voter category. We'll talk about it in a bit. How Trump is getting yet another vote. another group of people that are going, you know what, we're fed up with the Democrats. It's unbelievable. It's fun to watch. And every time we knock down one of these lies, these narratives, these fake things that they're doing, the worse it gets for them. Boy, we got a lot to talk about today. So cool. And I'm glad you're here. And I don't, look, you don't need a pep talk from me. You really get it. Now, it helps because you're kind of like, oh, Kevin, you know, I like being validated. Okay, good. I'm glad. I do too. We all do. But you don't need it. You know it intrinsically. Talk to your friends. And I'm telling you, don't listen to me and not do this. Talk to your friends. The same way you're here and we're bolstering each other, steel sharpening steel, and you getting validation of the things that you think about, your friends do the same thing. They want. I will tell you, it's hardly a conversation. I was talking to one of my friends. He's a songwriter. And I was talking about this group of talented people that we were getting together. And I said, man, you guys could get together and write some heck of songs. So we talked for 30 minutes. He says, hey, before you get off the phone. And he starts asking me political questions. This is a guy that used to be a Democrat, dyed in the wool, grew up a hippie surfer boy who went, I'm done. I'm done. How many people you think are done? We talked about Michael Rapaport. We're talking about all these people that are witnessing what's happening right now. Do you think we're the only ones getting up looking at articles and going, this is just stupid? You're not. Lots of people doing it. Lots of leftists that are waking up. Man, I'm thrilled. We'll be back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Derek Chauvin's attorney, Gregory M. Erickson, criticizing federal prison officials for their lack of transparency after Chauvin was stabbed in the federal correctional institution in Tucson, Arizona on Friday. Four people were found dead at a homeless encampment in North Carolina yesterday. The Sampson County Sheriff's Office say that the two women and two men found with gunshot wounds appeared to be a murder-suicide, and there is no apparent threat to the public. President Biden says he's talking with leaders in the Middle East in an effort to extend a 4-day ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. Pope Francis delivered his Sunday prayer and message from the chapel of his Vatican residence instead of from the balcony overlooking St. Peter's Square yesterday because he has the flu. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I would love to tell you folks that clapping is for me, but it's not. That was for Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, at the Palmetto Bowl. And I only hope you had a chance to see the video. There's nothing like it. Electric. Welcome. This went on for minutes. I'm going to let you hear some of it and we'll get started.
All right, there you go. Look, that went on for absolute minutes. And here's what I want you to know. The media tried to portray that as Donald Trump got booed. If you saw the video, that entire crowd is standing, taking pictures, Trump signs, Trump hats, you name it. There's not a person I know, there's not a politician I know that would have gotten that kind of a reception. Not Nikki Haley, not DeSantis, not Joe Biden, not Barack Obama, Pelosi? Schumer? Gavin Newsom? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Whenever the media talks, you know, you hear them and they're talking about, oh, this is what so-and-so, this is, they are lying to you. This is what Trump gets wherever he goes. And there's a reason for it. I don't know if you saw it, but they actually posted an article that says, what happens if Trump dies during office? Did you see this? They are reaching a point of desperation that they want to take this man out. Don't dismiss it for a second. Have you heard all the hoopla over the J6 stuff? Have you listened to Alexandra Pelosi literally laughing at J6 being a farce, being made up? Behind the scenes, undercover video of her, we'll play it here in a bit. She's mocking the idea. She's like, okay, here's how this is, it's going to get her. This is how it's going to play out. When I tell you it's orchestrated, this is where I come back to everything that I've talked about, whether we're talking about this stupid vaccine that was killing people, this cheating in the election that was the long game that they've got J6 going, this war that we're supposedly fighting in Ukraine, which is nothing more than a Democrat cover-up for all of the grift of the guy that sits his butt in the Oval Office illegally. Look at what's going on in Georgia right now. They're telling you that election's not fair. We already know where I live in Arizona, it's not fair. They're taking this thing to the Supreme Court. I don't, Kerry Lake's not going to win it, but we know they cheated. It was obvious, blatant cheating in 2020 and 2022. And you know what they don't want you to know? They don't want you to know how popular you are. They don't want you to know that your ideas are right. They don't want you to know that they know you now know that they're lying. They still want to cover it up. They still want to make you believe that, don't believe your lying eyes. I mean, you know, think of it as the relationship where the woman suspects something, can't really prove it, but there is proof. You get what I'm saying? Or maybe it's the guy. I don't want to make this sexist. You know something's happening in your relationship. And sometimes it's overt. But you just don't want to believe it. In our case, no. We know. We found the receipts to the hotel. We found the gift receipts that I never got. We know it. And every day that we say it, the other person just denies it. Oh, you're losing your mind. You don't know what you're talking about. You're just paranoid. Well, you know what they know? We're not paranoid. We know for a fact that these people are in collusion with each other. And the biggest thing that they fear, and they ought to, they fear is draining of the swamp. Wouldn't you? If your way of life was going to change that dramatically, wouldn't you fear it? Wow, what a corrupt government. Anyway, glad you guys are here. I want you to think for a moment at the problems that get solved when you're involved. When you select representatives, legislators that represent the interests of America, I don't want to say our interests. I don't have any want, if you will, to represent my personal interests, because if I did, it would be a very different world. Yeah, I mean, I would craft a world that was much different. I mean, I wouldn't drive. I would get free food delivery. You know what I'm saying? I would get free food. There's a world that I would create that would be very similar to leftist. I'd walk into places, get my food. It would be there. I wouldn't want to work, you know, 80 hours a week to do a job that I barely get paid enough money to pay my bills. Are you kidding? I want easy money. I want to walk into a store, take what I want, get out, and I don't want to do it running in and running out. I just want to walk in and get it and leave. I've got a very different world in mind for myself. So I'm not, when we talk about, oh, we're doing this for the conservatives, I'm not doing anything for conservatives. Everything that I do is for the idea of what's best for everybody. You know what I mean? What's fair. The reason I don't steal, I will not shoplift. I will not. If there's, you know, somebody drops money, hey, excuse me, sir, you dropped your money. If I find a wallet with money in it, I give it back. A bag of money, I give it back. Why? Because it's somebody else's. I don't know how it was earned, but who am I to go, oh, I'm going to, ooh, this is, ooh, it's all free. It isn't free. Somebody toiled for it. But leftists, they look at it selfishly. Selfishly. There are people that want to profiteer on war. Right now, they're profiteering on starting wars in Ukraine and starting this terrorist attack. And there are people strategizing, how do we get the most out of this politically? Not what's best for America, not what's best for Israel, not even what's best for the Palestinians or whatever you want to call these people, the terrorists. They don't care. It's strictly what's good. What can I get out of it? If you think, I mean, we talked J6 earlier. Do you think that the Democrats don't understand, don't realize that they cheated? I mean, come on. The joke is they cheated. I mean, they are literally going to cocktail parties high-fiving each other for what they did to us. And what's the outcome? Are we a better nation? Are we a stronger nation because those clowns cheated Joe Biden into office? Where are we? Is it a better world? You've built a better world, and you want to know why you elected a guy, despite all his flaws. You said, you know what, I want the best guy for the job. That's what you did. And some of you, you're like me, you weren't even that fond of him. You went, And I don't know. I mean, he's kind of flawed. He's kind of raw. But you know what? He gets stuff done. I want that. Why not give him a shot? Have you ever gotten to some point in something where you go, look, it doesn't matter who does the job. They got to be better than this. Have you said, if you find yourself saying this, I know janitors that could be better presidents than Joe Biden. I know ordinary people. Let me ask you, who do you know anybody? Have you worked at a job that had a good leader, or are you yourself one? Who do you think would be better than Joe Biden? Can you name somebody? I'm going to make you a bet. I bet you can. Name somebody that's performed better than Trump. Go ahead. Not a commercial for him. I'm just telling you, when we do stuff, we do it with practicality. We say, what's better for people in general? I've had this discussion with multiple people. How in the heck can we not sell who we are and what we do? How do you not sell it? I mean, I want good schools. I want safe neighborhoods. I want good policing. I want our money spent where it's supposed to be spent and not put in the boondoggles. I want us fight. I don't want anybody's child at risk in a war that we have nothing to do with. I don't want to spend money overseas fighting wars we have nothing to do with. I want inflation in check. I want people to live their dreams. I want kids to get more than educated. I want them to find the passion for something that they love to do and do it well. I could go on. What have I said that a leftist would disagree with? Please tell me. I want a border that's protected and a system that lets people in who deserve to get in. I want people to contribute to this culture the way they did in the past. What have I said that's so offensive? Doesn't it frustrate you when you go, I've got the best product and I can't sell it? Speaking of which, go to my store, the Kevin Jackson Network, the Kevin Jackson Network, .com, and check out the store. We have the best products out there. And you know what? We don't sell them as well as some of these other people, but I dare you to go take a look. That's my frustration. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The racists in America. They exist. Racism is indeed alive and well. And it begins with the left. Leftists. The anti-Semitism on display comes from radical leftists. And let me tell you something. Pay attention, people. The most dangerous people on the planet are leftists. They are more dangerous than the radical Islamists, a.k.a. jihadists. They live amongst you. They spew their racism right in front of your face. They expect to be forgiven for it. In fact, they expect medals for it. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'm going to issue this warning to you white folks. You better start standing up for yourself. You better start saying, forget about my whiteness. You are going to love me. You are going to accept me as a human being. And you are not going to be looking at the color of my skin, but indeed the content of my character. because you are living in peril times. Do you know right now the AI engines don't have a solution for you? When somebody says, you know, how can we live in peace and harmony? For all intents and purposes, the AI engines will tell people, well, you got to get rid of white folks. If you say, should we protect humanity, pretty much the AI engines will tell you, yeah, except white folks. Everything is being put at the blame of white people. Let me tell you something. I get the idea that somebody can tell you that you cannot be prideful of your ancestry because you're white. You can be black proud, because I grew up in the 60s talking about, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. James Brown, right? But you can't do that as a white person, or can you? Because let me tell you, I joke about this all the time. I would tell you with certainty, if I were white, I would be professing my white. I would say, look, if you want to profess your blackness, fine. I happen to be from Norway, and I love my white heritage. Wouldn't change a thing. I have a kiddo, my wife is white. Why would I not protect white people? The majority of my friends are white. I grew up with all kinds of friends, but I got all types. But I'm not going to let you denigrate my white ones. My youngest son is half white. What do you think? I'm just going to let you talk smack about him? You think I'm going to let him grow up and not accept his whiteness? Shoot, call me what you want. Call me an Aryan Nation. Call me. I get called it anyway as a black conservative. They call, you're a white nationalist. Okay, fine. I'm happy to stand up for white people if you're not going to do it for yourselves, because I have a vested interest in it. The idea that somebody can make you go away from who you are cracks me up. I would never in a million years do that, and I won't allow you to do it. And it isn't some protection of you, it's just common sense. This is human. Unbelievable. By the way, I'm 21% white. At least that was my last DNA ancestry report. I was 21% white. But whatever I am, I'm going to tell you, I'll protect it. I told you, I joke all the time that white people, you guys overlook it for one of two reasons. You either overlook this stuff because you got the cracker aisle and you laugh and go, we still go, and you can call us crackers, but we still go to the aisle and we still buy our crackers. Okay, you can do that. That's fine. I joke about that in my comedy routine. Or you do it because you say, when the cake hits the fan, I'm going to show you guys that white people will fight back. I hope it's both of them. I hope that you can laugh at yourselves, but I hope it's also one where you say, look, we'll be fine until you attack us. See, because that's how I am. And the reason why I'm bringing all this up is Derek Chauvin was attacked. He was attacked. He's a white villain. See, the only villains that can be in the world anymore are white villains. You can't have any other villains. Only white villains. Kyle Rittenhouse. You know what Kyle Rittenhouse was doing? He was literally trying to put out fires. Literally trying to put out fires in his city to stop the nonsense of all these crazy folks out there and these crazy leftists. And they tried to kill him. I've seen the videos. They tried to kill him. And he protected himself. By the way, I don't know if you know this, but they will tell everything that is on the right. Those radical right, the far right. You want to know what they call the far right? They call the far right the Ku Klux Klan. They call the far right Christian, conservative, whatever. They troublemakers. I will tell you this. Number one, let's define who the far right is and who the far left is. The far left is Black Lives Matter. The far left is Antifa. The far left is Occupy Wall Street. The far left is the Aryan Nation. The far left is the KKK. Those are the far left. Now, what is the far right? You might get an abortionist, you know, somebody that will kill a doctor every now and then. But to compare the far left to the far right, because honestly, you want to know what the far right is for us? It's the Amish. That's as bad as it gets for the most part. You get the one lone ranger or two. But look at what the far left represents. These are people that have groups, and they're funded, well funded, but they're the far left, and nobody talks about them, not in a bad way. How often do you hear about the new Black Panthers and all? And by the way, all these criminals that represent the far left. We hear people talk about that. I talk about these blatant anti-Semites, people that now publicly come out, march against Israel. They want to wipe Israel off the face of the earth, and they want you to be considered the bad guys. And Derek Chauvin, he stopped a thug from passing counterfeit bills who was high on fentanyl. Who knows what he was capable of doing? And he's the one who gets stabbed in prison. Put there like one of these J6 guys. Look, should he have had his leg on this guy's head? No, but I've seen the video. You know how long it was there? A split second. It wasn't there long. Could they have handled the situation better? Absolutely. I don't think anybody should die in custody, but was this guy going to die because of his, you know, him resisting arrest? Probably. Do you think if George Floyd just puts his hands out and says, take me to jail, is he dead or is he alive? Of course you know he's alive. But Derek Chauvin gets stabbed. You know there's a bounty on this guy's head in prison. And there are people out there who want him dead. The same ones who wanted Darren Wilson, is that his name? The guy that killed Michael Brown Jr.? Fought for his life against that big black dude that wanted to kill him? See, folks, they want white villains. They want a race war. That's what they want, a race war. They want you to hate white folks. They look at the future. Go do the AI algorithms and look at what they're doing. Look at the subtlety and the not-so-subtle messages against white folks. You got white friends. You got white family members. You willing to protect them? You willing to put your life on the line for them? Can you imagine if the military behaved that way, thought about things that way? Or law enforcement? When a cop is called and he goes, responds to something, do you think that he's running, boy, I sure hope this is a black person I have to protect because I don't want to protect the white people? Well, possibility exists that that happens, right? Black cops doing that. The black cop that shot Ashley Babbitt. Let me ask you, what do you think would have happened if it had been a white cop who shot a black chick? And what if the black chick was a member of BLM and not somebody peacefully marching on the Capitol because they think the election's been stolen? I mean, can you change the scenario and understand how things are in this country? This black dude, this cop that shot an innocent white woman unarmed is practically being praised. But just change a couple of the dynamics and what happens. When do we become this country where we can blatantly, openly practice anti-Semitism? We can blatantly practice anti-religiousism, if you want to call it. I don't know what the word is, but you can just criticize Christians. Nobody, people applaud you. Ooh, yay! Don't criticize a Muslim. Don't criticize a black person. Don't criticize a member of the LGBT. Don't criticize whatever. There are rules for this stuff that need not apply. Think about that. This is where we are. If there's anything that should make you ashamed of being an American, it's that leftism has become so pervasive that these racist anti-Semites, people that hate us because of our religious views and our ideological views, can freely express themselves with no repercussions.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.